27-year-old Tai Vang arrived in the U.S. last year. He died in a car accident at 5 a.m. last Thursday while driving home from his third shift job at an Oak Creek printing company. Vang could speak only limited English and lacked a driver's license. But Pa Vang of the Refugee Workers' Rights Coalition says caseworkers at Maximus told him he could drive as long as he wasn't caught. She says they told him he'd lose his welfare benefits if he didn't find work soon.
So he got scared and he had to go to work, otherwise he can't support his family. So he eventually found a job and was working.
Vang says many newly arrived refugees have lost benefits because they lack the English skills and the transportation needed for the jobs Maximus offered. She says they want to meet with the governor to resolve the problem. But a spokesperson for the Department of Workforce Development, Joanna Richard, says Vang had been given bus tokens and never told his caseworker he'd found a job he needed to drive to.
He was in a community service job placement where he was getting cash benefits. So there was no sanctioning, there was no pressure for him to get employment. In fact, Maximus wasn't even the one who got him employment.
Richard blames language problems for a breakdown in communication between caseworkers and many Hmong refugees. She says her department is trying to address the problem. But Pam Fent of the W-2 Monitoring Task Force says many refugees believe they would have 2 years instead of just 6 months to learn English and get job training before losing their benefits. Fent says refugees feel they haven't been listened to.
And now something tragic has happened, and it feels like if someone had taken responsibility earlier on, that this tragedy could have been avoided.
Tai Vang's family and refugee advocates will hold vigils and news conferences this morning in both Milwaukee and Madison to demand changes in W-2 policies. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.